Chuck Berry details the history of masonry in Ohio.
Okay, masonry came into Ohio in 1811. Moses Cleaveland was a mason. He'd come from the Connecticut Land Corporation to survey the Cuyahoga Valley. 57 men, souls were in Cleveland, and they formed a lodge, Concord 15. They met in various taverns, various houses, any place where they could be private. They had no money. They used bushels of corn or a piece of ham or whatever to pay their dues. There was no hard money. They rented different places, and to make a long story short, they built a temple at the corner of East 6th and Superior, where now stands the Federal Bank Building. And that was the first temple that the Masons owned in the city of Cleveland. There was no public square. There was nothing there, you know. And it was just on a corner of walk and don't walk, really, you know. Well, anyway, that was the first building they owned. And it was somewhere around 1826, I believe. Masonry grew so with leaps and bounds, they needed another place to hold their degrees. And they built the auditorium first. Then it was 3515 Euclid. Chester Avenue was called Russell Street, and it was just two small lanes. When they widened Russell Street to Chester Avenue, they changed the address to 3615 Euclid. They found out that the building then had to go on 6th Street, and they built the rest of the temple in 1921, I believe. It was dedicated in 1921, the rest of that big building there. And that's basically how it came about, was the need for masonry and its increase in membership. They needed larger quarters and everything. There was going to be a tower out in front, and it was going to be almost to the sidewalk. There was to be a restaurant in the bottom of it, and there was to be rooms for sojourning Masons or traveling Masons to house themselves there, but it never got built.